Electors from all 50 states and the District of Columbia are casting ballots today in a vote expected to confirm Joe Biden as the next president of the United States. Most years, the Electoral College vote is largely ceremonial, an often forgotten step in the constitutional path to the presidency. But President Trump has not conceded the election, and he and his campaign have made baseless claims and pursued dozens of legal challenges to overturn the results, none of which have withstood scrutiny. Miles Parks has been covering this story for NPR's Washington desk. Hey, Miles.
Hey there.
We've been calling Joe Biden the president-elect since November 7th. Remind people the point of today's vote.
Right. So today, the electors are actually going to be meeting in their state capitals across the country to actually, you know, cast their ballots. It's hard to remember, but in early November, when voters actually went to vote, they were not voting for president in that case. They were voting for these electors who then meet in early December on the first Monday after the second Wednesday in December to then cast their ballots. Those ballots are then all mailed from all 50 states and D.C. to Washington. They'll be opened in early January by Congress, and at that point, then Joe Biden will be named president. Again, this is a very kind of complicated process, one that we don't really talk about very much in a normal election year, but obviously this is not a normal election year considering all of the efforts President Trump has made.
That's right. The electors who are chosen by the political parties in each state are supposed to vote for the candidate who won the popular vote in their state. Is that the expectation today, or could there actually be any surprises?
There haven't been any surprises so far, but it is always possible. You know, we are in a really polarized environment right now. All of these electors are human beings with their own individual opinions, but they're also loyalists. The reason they were picked for these jobs was because they were party loyalists. You know, over the last 50 years, we've had about half of the presidential elections have seen at least one elector go rogue and vote outside of how the voters in their state voted, but that's not expected in the future, mostly because of the Supreme Court decision over this past summer that said basically states can punish or even switch out electors who do not vote the way that they're supposed to, basically. So experts I've talked to say that means that chances are going forward, we're going to see a lot fewer what we call faithless electors going forward.
Okay, there's this CBS News YouGov poll out Sunday that finds nearly half of Trump voters think he should not concede the election to Biden, even after today's electoral college vote. But that actually leaves a slight majority of Trump voters who actually think he should give up today. What does that say about the credibility of the Electoral College and what it still has, despite the calls from both the left and the right to dismantle it?
Yeah, I mean, President Trump tweeted in 2016 that the Electoral College system was, quote, genius. The bottom line here is that, you know, we see this often in elections where the losers of elections have a lot of frustration with the voting system. We saw it after 2016. It was very different in that situation. But Democrats had a lot of questions and issues with how voting went in 2016. So that part of it is not necessarily surprising. I will say that when I talk to experts, it sounds like the fact that the Electoral College system is so complicated, so hard for normal Americans to remember all of these dates and the way it works, that makes it easier for people like President Trump to make these baseless accusations and for people to believe them. If the voting system were simpler, then what experts say is these baseless accusations probably would find less fertile ground.
That said, some of Trump's most ardent allies, like Representative Mo Brooks of Alabama, are planning this one last showdown on the House floor on January 6th when Congress must ratify the Electoral College vote taking place today. Briefly explain what could happen here.
Yeah, when Congress opens the results and counts them on January 6th, there is this one last chance for members to object to the results of any individual state. But I want to be clear, there's virtually no shot that Republicans can actually change these results. One reason for that is because the House is controlled by the Democrats, and for any results to actually be overturned, you would need majorities in both the House and the Senate to decide that. The other thing is that the law is pretty clear that if election results have been certified in a state and a governor has signed off on those results, then they are the results that Congress should accept. So we might see a little bit of drama on January 6th, you know, fierce statements, but you know, the results are clear.
Thank you. Miles Parks with NPR's Washington Desk.